Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where we just do it.
Yeah.
We just do it.
And this podcast is brought to you by Nike.
Just do it!
Nike is not a sponsor. I don't know if... Do we like Nike? Are they a problematic company?
Depends on the day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
This is no lie. I know next to nothing about Nike and their stances.
Sometimes I'll see the support something 1 month and everybody.
Oh, really?
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
So it just depends.
Well, Nike, if you want to make a donation, we'll accept that.
Absolutely.
You
know, what our Patreon link below.
Right.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Wow. Hi, brother.
Hi.
We're finally coming out of, you know, the disease and the sickness and the unwellness.
We talked about it. It's over.
Yes,
and it's
we released it.
And it's like now we're just better.
Right. So I was literally talking to somebody about it today. They were just like, how long did it take you to go over? And I was just realizing today, I was like, I don't have shortness of breath. I'm not coughing. So I was like, I guess about 3 weeks after my quarantine ended. Lord have mercy. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be fully well.
Really want that new chicken thing for Taco Bell.
Same.
I don't. Is it a taco? Is it a sandwich? Yes.
Who cares?
Yes.
We got a great show for y'all today.
Yeah, we do. We got two topics we're going to throw at you.
Two entire topics.
Not going to lie. I know I kind of have an idea of what Tyler's is. However, he does not have any idea as to what mine is.
If he did tell me, I probably forgot about it.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. But before we do, let's enter into even more torment.
It's the word of the week.
Oh, yes. We have not entered a new season. Thusly, this is still here to haunt you. And until that season comes, you will still have to fight this demon.
Well, I've already defeated COVID, so
right,
maybe, maybe I'll defeat this.
Cody.
Yes, sir.
Your word this week is absquatulate.
Bless you.
Not to be confused with Sasquatch.
Well, I was about to say, first of all, it has the word squatch in it. So I'm immediately...
Well, absquat... The absquatulate part is T-U. It's not really ch, like C-H. It's, so let me spell it for you. It's A-B-S... Well, A-B, the word squat, U-L-A-T. Absquatulate. But the T-U makes a chew.
So it's a Sasquatch that's tardy. He's a squatch too late. Oh,
close.
Did I get close on there?
Look, okay. you're in the right genre minus the Sasquatch.
So it's tardiness.
It's think the opposite.
Does it mean I'm gonna go for
like
it.
Not earliness, but it has to do with arrival and timing. I'll give you that. I'm helping you out because you have been battered. You have been bruised.
Ooh, battered? Like a nice chicken tender?
Like the chicken tender on the new sandwich at Taco Bell?
Praise God. Okay, so it's about...
It's about timing. And it's about arrival and lack thereof. Or I'm not going to say anything else.
Is it... Okay, here's my official... Probably most likely incorrect guess.
The fact that you got this close is very impressive to me.
Well, I'm almost satisfied.
I'm going to let you know that I feel like I might have hindered you in giving you the help that I gave you instead of just letting you guess. But we're going to go for it. We're going to see what happens.
Well, just let the record show that.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to clarify.
So is it the process of arriving on time? Like you... Asquatulated.
Asquatulated. Cody, do it.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
I love how you had your hand ready. I was already ready. I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and hit this wrong buzzer here.
Look, but you're not far off.
Okay.
Look, whenever you first made that first comment, I was like, he might get this with a little direction.
And but then you gave me the incorrect direction.
I dropped the ball there. That was my fault.
So we can blame Tyler this time, you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
And my limited intellect.
Absquatulate is a verb meaning to suddenly leave.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Here's this is a genuine question. Genuine question.
Okay.
Words like that.
Yeah. Do people use them?
Did Jesus create that word? Or did like people
that came up with like, okay, so here's the thing. I remember a book from the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah.
That was the jam back in the day. But I remember a book called, it was like Fimble or Findle. It was something like
Kindle.
It was something Indle or Undle or something that started with an F. But it was a story about a kid creating a new word. Like he was looking for a word for something and he wanted to create this word. And that has stuck in my head forever. Because one, I really wanted that book, but my parents wouldn't let me get it.
Boo.
But secondly, because I was like, you can just create new words.
Well, and the thing is with our language, you can create sentences that have never been said before.
Well, with English, you could pretty much do whatever you want.
Except travel to other countries and enjoy yourself. Because Americans are the worst.
No, stop.
I'm joking. Goodness gracious, people. Calm down.
Put down your pitchforks.
Right. So, in other words, I failed. But we both failed equally.
Equally, yes. I'll say equally. You got much closer than you have before, so I would count this that a win.
I too count I this. Count that, you know what? Yep. Yay!
I'm excited about our show today.
Me too. Let's get into that. Brother Tyler.
Oh, me? Oh.
Well, I was going to ask you, who do you feel should go first?
Oh.
It's up to you.
It's up to me?
It's up to you.
I'm going to go first.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go first because, again, I don't know how, as usual, I don't know how long it's going
to
go.
Well, it's good that you go first because you're remembering to do
right,
so.
Right, exactly. I might forget.
Yeah.
Speaking of, my topic today is forgetfulness.
Yeah.
And more so targeted towards me because I'm ready to have this conversation. I'm ready to verbally process it down to the bottom.
Well, this
of
is
it.
A safe space, as we've established.
Praise the Lord.
No one is going to, it's just you and me.
Right. Here's the thing. I need to tell this quick little story. I was talking to somebody and I was telling them about something going on and something I felt was relatively personal, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I heard that on your podcast. I was like,
what?
You heard it where? And I was like, and then I remember telling the story and then I said, oh yeah, I forgot that I tell the entire world these things.
Well, the thing is,
it just feels like it's me and you.
It does.
It genuinely does.
It's like, despite the equipment on our heads and in front of our faces, it's almost like, for me, it's like, I'm not currently, I mean, right now I am because we're talking about
yeah.
it. I'm usually not thinking about the audience.
Same.
I'm just having a conversation,
right?
And then it's like when I'm editing, it's like, man, we said that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like we're
you
we
guys
actually,
just get to sit in on our conversations. Yeah. That's basically it.
And if you want even, and I'll say this,
go for
as
it.
as a teaser for the future.
Yes,
if you want even more candid conversations,
ooh,
check out those Patreon exclusives.
Heavens,
because that's the Patreon
link
fam.
Below.
They get to know things.
It's only for a dollar.
That's a dollar.
A dollar?
It's $12 a year.
A year. Wow. You know I spend more than that a day.
I think
on fast food.
I think I may have spent, and I'm just guessing, I may have spent $12 in quarters today.
Oh no.
I think I did.
I spent that in quarters on laundry. I spent $200 at Target the other weekend, and it was two separate trips. It was $100 per trip.
Jeez.
And I was disgusted with myself.
What were we talking about? I forgot.
I don't know. I forgot. You beat me to it. And that's on being the podcaster.
Yes, indeed. So this is a safe space, brother. Tell us what you've been dealing with.
I am prone to forget things, but it's not even like, oh, I forgot your birthday. It's like, I'll be mid-sentence and then just forget everything. Like, I'm in the middle of relaying my sentence and will immediately forget the next word that I had planned to come out of my mouth.
Well, we're not going to go into detail, but you may also forget that someone is present in the room.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, that is very important to consider at certain times.
It really is.
So what I want to do, though, is I want to ask you a couple questions first and let that kind of steer us into the broader topic just to kind of give people some guidance as to, you know, what's going on.
Well, you've already guided really well in this episode so far.
Thank you.
So
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Cody, are you a forgetful person?
I am very much.
Oh, wait, really?
Is this thing on? I am very much a forgetful person.
Really?
I really am, man. Like, just ask my wife.
Wow.
You didn't know this?
No.
What?
I didn't. I really
Bro,
didn't.
Bro, let me tell you something. I don't want to get too far ahead
because
I don't know what questions you have.
Yeah.
But like the reminders app in my calendar,
yeah,
those are my brain.
Huh.
Like, well, and I'll get into more detail later, but there's some things it's like, I got that. I'm locked.
Right.
But then there's other things, usually more everyday things.
Right.
Or not everyday things.
Hey.
That I tend to forget. And it's like, I remember, but it's too late.
So have you always been that way?
You know, I really don't know. I can't remember.
I feel that.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I got you.
No, so in all seriousness, as far back as I can remember, I have always been forgetful. I do feel like it's gotten a little worse, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I feel like that as I've gotten older and as life has went on, that there are some things that, like, for me personally, I feel like stress mm-hmm. and responsibility over certain things
yeah.
makes me forget most of the things that I forget.
Really?
Yes. It's like, it's not that I want to forget.
So I would like to stay there for a second.
Let's stay there.
Because for me, I feel like it's the opposite.
Really?
Because what happens, like, because my answer to this question, to those two questions are,
what were the questions?
Oh my gosh! I'm not even joking! Oh God!
That was real, folks.
Oh my
You should
Lord.
Have seen the look on his face.
I was so disappointed
in
myself.
He was like, number one, he like held his finger up and he's like, what?
My jaw dropped. I was like, are you kidding me? Really?
That was perfect. Oh man. That was perfect.
Y'all, we couldn't have planned that. No way.
That was absolutely perfect.
The first question was, are you a forgetful person?
Yes. Yes, Tyler, you are.
Yes. Have you always been that way? I'm going to say no.
I agree with that.
I was a really, really, really good student and not to say that being a forgetful person means you're a bad student, but I was a really, really good student in elementary, middle school, and even high school.
Yeah.
Like I remember to do like everything that I needed to do and was pretty well organized. I had 3 jobs in high school
at
the same time. Like I couldn't afford to be a forgetful person. And I also lived in an environment where I was constantly reminded of things.
Right.
So I definitely didn't.
Interesting.
Stop it. I do, we'll get there. I did not have the like luxury of being a forgetful person. I say luxury because
I'm not forgetful. I'm luxurious.
That needs to be my Twitter bio.
You should literally do that for like a week. And then if you remember, change it back to
what I won't. I won't.
Well, I can help you with that. We'll get to that later.
Whenever I got to college, I was not a good student in college because that was my, we've already discussed this. This is no secret to anybody.
Yeah.
That was my first taste of like freedom, you know. That was, okay, I didn't have somebody reminding me constantly to do X, Y, Z. This was all up to me.
Yeah.
So if I chose to go to class, cool. If I didn't, equally cool.
No one to like,
no harm, no foul. Exactly. Because college professors don't care.
No, they don't like, care.
They may remind you about the final, but that's pretty much it. But why go to the final when you didn't go to any of the other classes?
And that is a generous professor.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
You know.
So I will say that at college is where I started getting more and more forgetful because I started becoming more and more relaxed when it came to responsibilities. I feel like. Like just because I realized as an adult, like some things have consequence and some things don't. Like, as well, there's a consequence to everything, but some of them are more tolerable than others.
Yeah.
Like, class. Oh, you're going to make an absence on my, if I skip class. Okay. I mean, I still got bills to pay.
Right.
Like, I'm still going to be fat. Like, I still got things to do. Like, so I started, like, looking at certain things with a little bit more, just like, it is what it is kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, my brain has like relaxed. The combination of that and no one telling me, like no one reminding me constantly
mm-hmm.
that I'm just like, if I remember, cool. If not, also cool.
Now I want to say, of course, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know we are not scientists.
Right.
We have no authority in that department.
Right.
So what we're saying
is,
we're going to try our best today, as we do. And what I want to say with that being said, mm-hmm. is I do think there's a level of like truth to that.
Yeah.
That you can get to a point where you just become lax.
Yeah.
And like your brain is like, okay. And the reason I say that is because we do know that there are things you can do to strengthen your brain.
Right.
To strengthen your mind. So to me, it makes sense that the flip side of that would be you could also do things or not do things that make your mind weaker.
Well, and I see, and I think that that also falls into maybe categories.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Maybe like your brain is lax about certain things and not others.
Yeah.
Because you asked me the alto part to this new IBC song that just came out, and I will pull it out for you right on the spot.
Well, and to your point, again, that's a part of your brain that is constantly being...
Constantly
being exercised. Yeah. You're constantly like, well, exercising that part of your brain.
Yeah, same thing for work. Like, I know what brain, I have to do at work.
Your brain probably has a six-pack in that area.
That's the only part of my body that has a six-pack.
Same.
Like, at work, I do the same thing every day, but it is entirely up to me in what order I do it, how I get it done, like to what capacity. If I want to be an overachiever, I can. If I don't, I don't quote unquote have to. It's not encouraged to not be an overachiever.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I have that same liberty, but this is different. This is my job. I'm getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
And I do it every single day. So like the procedures for that, like they're, this is, I don't even know how to word this without sounding crazy, but like there are certain procedures and stuff that I remember or conversations that I remember regarding things at work that like I'll have to remind supervisors about, like, hey, look, like I thought we weren't doing it because of XYZ.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and then there's like, I'm not like, if someone would have asked me before, let's just say a week ago, you know, do you think Tyler is a forgetful person? I would have said no. And the reason I would have said, well, and you're, I understand. Just hear me out. The reason I would have said no is because 9 times out of 10, it is you coming to me being like, hey, are we still good for Friday? And it's like,
that's true.
And it's like,
well, we talked about that before.
What's Friday?
Yeah.
And then you're like, we're doing the thing. It's the this. And it's like, oh, yeah, we're still good. But I just totally forgot about it, you know? And then you just, you remember things that I have just totally forgotten. And I don't know why that is. Not why you remember and I don't, but just why did I, specifically on me, why did I not remember that?
Well, we've touched on this a little bit before. Like we had suggested maybe it was like correlated with a level of importance in our brains, but then we later discussed in that conversation that that's not necessarily true.
Right.
Because there are things that are important to us that we tend to forget sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I do not know.
Same.
Honestly.
Well, see, and the thing is, so just to give an example of something that I'm super forgetful about, I have 2 reminders set on my phone right now.
Uh-huh.
They are both to remind me to take out the trash.
Yeah.
One for the first time of the week and one for the next time.
Right.
They are timed for when I wake up, it's already on my phone. Like the reminders already went off. The notification is there. When I get up, I see it. And I'm like, oh, take out the trash before you leave. Because as important as that is, I would leave the house and Sarah would text me and be like, hey, you forgot to take out the trash. And I'm like, man, this is something that I have to do weekly.
Yeah.
And I still, well, and twice a week. And I would still forget. And it's like, there should come a point to me, in my mind, by my standards that I put on myself, there should come a point where I just remember, hey, you know what? Part of your responsibility is you're supposed to take out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
That did not happen.
Yeah.
It took me like creating these reminders that go off every week and they remind me to take out the trash. And thankfully, they're there for that because the night before, I'm not thinking about I got to take out the trash tomorrow. I'm thinking about other things that I'm going to have to do tomorrow that are seemingly more important. But like I said, taking out the trash, pretty important stuff. Got to get that out there by the road.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, you've mentioned the Reminders app several times. I think we might as well go ahead and unpack it.
Let's unpack it.
Let's go ahead and go for it.
I'm ready.
I do have another thing I want to touch on here in a minute, but I wrote it down so I won't forget. Because I was sure going to be like, I'll be fine. But then I was like,
that's helpful.
You know what? I better not. Reminders apps. I have had a very complicated relationship with Reminders apps.
Yeah.
Because I have used several. And I've used, and I just like, I just defaulted back to the original Reminders app on that comes with iOS.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's a great app.
Yeah.
Like it allows you to make the reminders, set off certain times for them. You can even do based off location.
Yeah.
Which has been cool. and give detailed notes and level of importance and stuff like that, it may or may not work for me.
Well, this is what's so weird to me, because for me, it's like, it's flawless.
Yeah.
But I have a theory as to why it may or may not work for you.
Well, let me give you some examples of when it does and when it doesn't to maybe help clarify this, or help, maybe help you bring clarity to this theory or something like that.
Okay.
So times that it doesn't work, if it's a reminder I have set for every day for the same time, for the same thing, eventually it will not work because I've like in habit, I see it and I'm just like, okay, yeah. And then I just won't do it. Like I don't know what it is. I don't know if I get distracted. I don't know if I just disregard it entirely. I see it, I clear it, that's it. And it's just habit. Like it's like a reflex.
Yeah.
And this happened for a while. And so finally I just got annoyed with it and deleted that reminder altogether.
Well, and then it really doesn't work.
Right.
No chance.
Exactly. Sometimes when it does is when I've done the location one. That one has been my favorite because it's usually for when I get home. And I'll get home and it'll pop up and I'm like, you're right. And I'll go do it. But that's not an everyday thing.
Yeah.
That's usually like a very specific, I'm like, remind me when I get home to blase, 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 you know?
Yeah.
There have been times where I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my life together. I'm going to get this organized and I'm going to remind myself to do this, 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 and this. And I'll put multiple reminders on there. At that point, that usually works because it's like a checklist and it's fine. But the problem that I have is sitting down to like enter it in, because at work, texting is one thing. I'm just replying to a text or whatever and going on about my business or listening to music. But at break, we've discussed this recently, I'll either forget to do it entirely on my very short break, or I will be doing something else. I don't know. I can't remember.
TikTok.
I don't have TikTok anymore.
But you did.
I did. I did do that. And I did stay on there a lot. Yeah. Which is why I don't have it anymore.
Which is why it doesn't have it.
Right. Exactly. But, I forgot where I was going.
Well, you said you were at break, and your break's very short.
It's whenever I remember to do the list, it's at a time where I can't just sit down and type out the stuff that I need to do or type out the reminders that I need, because I'm like in the middle of, like, it's not as easy as just replying to a text. It's like,
yeah,
there. Yeah. So that's where I'm at with reminders.
Well, I really don't have an explanation as to why things, like why they don't sometimes work, other than if you do the input via Siri.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I would even say so far, 100% of the time, it has not worked.
Are you referring, when you say do not work, are you talking about popping up?
It doesn't pop up and remind me at the time that I have told it to do so.
Mine will pop up and do that. I just ignore it.
Well, that's a Tyler issue.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you said when we were talking earlier today that it doesn't work.
I mean, like, it doesn't work for me because I don't pay attention.
Oh, well, that's a personal problem.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I'm like, help.
Well, I was going to say, that's why I said it. Well, you got to put it in manually. You're like, well, I put it in manually.
Yeah. I got to put it in manually and it'll show up. I can't
help you with that.
No. Listeners, I need your help.
No, seriously. Like, the issue is,
I know.
Do it.
But I think it's an eight. I don't self-diagnose. I don't like that. But it's definitely an attention issue. Because I don't know. I'm like, I guess I'm doing 50 things on my phone. Like, I just today, I'd opened up a message to respond to somebody, and then I got another notification. I clicked on it and like responded to it, and I forgot that message entirely.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't want to say it's ADHD or ADD or whatever, because again, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know all the side effects of it or whatever, or how to go about diagnosing that or whatever. But it's definitely like a distraction thing. And I don't know if it's because, like, there's sometimes where I can like do multiple things at once and be fine. Like at work, I'll listen to music in my left ear. I'll be talking to a customer on my right ear. I'll be typing on the computer and like mouthing something to my, like somebody who came up to my desk to talk to me. So like I'm listening to a customer, listening to music, typing and mouthing the words, and everything turns out perfectly fine. I don't get anything mixed up. I don't, like, I get everything accomplished I need to get accomplished. Like, that is like the pinnacle of multitasking.
Well, what you're experiencing is a symptom of that.
Right.
It's driving you crazy. Like, that stressed me out just hearing about
that. I can do that, but I can't, like, see a notification and just, like, focus in on it and do it.
Well, my, like, again, not to diagnose, but just an observation. You like music.
Love.
You have to talk to the customer in your ear. You have to do what you're doing on the thing.
Right.
And you probably have to say what you're saying to the coworker.
Like, go away.
Yeah. Those are things that you either want or have to do.
Yeah.
Are the reminders things that you, like, legitimately... Because I know you, and you do things you want to do.
Yeah. So the thing about reminders, the things that I usually want to be reminded of are things that I would like to do, or like I would like to want to do.
Here's my question.
Organize and practice this. That's like not singing.
Yeah.
So it's like stuff that's less than ideal, but I know I quote unquote need to do it. But if I don't do it, I won't die kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that might be my problem now that I'm verbally processing. Because it's usually like organize your shelf, or make this list, or clean out your notes.
Yeah.
Clean out your photos.
Like, so just, it's like, I would like to do this, but I don't need to do this.
I don't have to do this. My life will be the same if I do it tomorrow, if I don't do it today or do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I think and I say this because of things that I have had to do and am currently having to, like, work on with me.
Yeah.
There comes a point where you have to just do the thing.
Yeah.
And when you do the first thing, it's like, you really do get this feeling of like, okay,
accomplishment.
That was great. Yeah. I did that. Now I'm going to do the next one. And it almost becomes like you get gratification out of it. And the first time is always like, ugh.
I know.
I don't want to. But
I've actually allotted a day for that coming up. There is a day coming up where I'm like, okay, I've got to get all this itty bitty stuff done that doesn't quote unquote have to be done. I've got to get it all done.
Yeah.
So I have a day coming up where I'm like, okay, here's the plan, and I still have to make a list for everything.
I think the key to it too is for me.
Yeah.
Is like, it's very important that while I'm doing it, I'm enjoying something about it. Like, what I mean by that is, if let's just say, for example, something I had to do recently, I went through notes that I have in my phone. I have like a category of notes that's just for the table.
Same.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And it was very unorganized, because usually it's like, I pull out my notes. I make a note.
Organize mine, yeah.
Well, the thing is I was going through it, and I was looking for a particular type of note, and I was like, man, this would be so much easier if I categorized these.
Yeah.
And I did that to a degree, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to just stop, slow down, listen to a nice little podcast while I'm doing it. I'm not just going to sit there in a quiet room and do it.
Yeah.
Because that's not fun. If you just thinking about it for you, go lay in your hammock and got some music playing. And while you're doing that, you're doing one of those things that you like, going to do this. Okay. And another thing too, going back to this, do just that. Don't do that and then be like, you know what, I'm gonna go check out my this and that. No,
check out my music.
No. Finish that, then move on to the next thing.
It's definitely an attention thing for sure, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like thinking about it now. I'm thinking about times that I've tried to do this, and I'll do like half my notes, go to my music and try to do it, then get distracted by a song I really like, listen to that song 30 times, try to do my photos, get distracted by a funny video, send it to 4 people.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
Well,
can you get tested for that as an adult?
I don't know.
Does it benefit you in any way?
Will the information change you?
I don't know. Probably not.
I think honestly, it's just me just knowing you. I think it's just a matter of just do it, man. Because when you decide, okay, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Then you do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you just have to reach that point of like, bless God. But to do the first one, it's like, okay, that was nice. I accomplished that. You know, I just did that thing, and now it's done, and it's over. For me, I have to have my reminders app.
Yeah.
And my calendar. Both of those are essential to my weekly, sometimes daily life. I have a reminder for every day for something. And it's not just limited to doing the trash. Like, that's an essential thing to life. I have reminders for podcast stuff.
Yeah.
I have, and like, something will happen. Just say, I don't know, something will happen, and it'll be like, I need to remember to do that. My reaction to that is I pull out my phone, I set a reminder for the time that I know that I'm going to have to do it. For example, if I need to do something, if I need to take something to the church Wednesday night, let's say I had to take a mic stand, because we used to have to take a mic stand back and forth. I need to remember to take that mic stand to the church. I know that I'm leaving at least by 6:15 to be there at practice. The reminder is set for 5:45. That way, I know that the reminder is being seen before I leave.
Yeah. So, see, my problem then is if you do it too early, it's like, what do I do? Like I got to remember the...
Do it too early? What do you mean?
Like, if, like you said, 5:45, that's like 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
You're just going to hold the stand for 30 minutes?
No. It's not that. The reminder goes off. The notification is there.
Yeah.
Every time I look at my phone, that notification is going to be right there on my lock screen until I...
Oh, God.
Until I close the reminder. Well, no, but that's the point of it. Like, it's ever before you. You don't forget. It's reminding you to do the thing you wanted to be reminded of.
I think... Oh, Lord. Because you can swipe. I get it. I understand.
You can swipe it away, but it's not going to go away until you go into the reminders app and close it.
That would be me. I would do that. That's what I've done. I think because it just kills me to have it sitting there and I can't do anything about it. But then if I don't set it at the right time, something usually comes up. And it's a lot. But I will say, you have put me onto the Google Calendar app, and I have used that.
Yeah.
And I've used that this year, and I've kept it like relatively organized and updated and stuff. My problem and frustration comes from when something is canceled or changed. Like especially if it's like a repeating thing, like a change in either lessons or Bible study or something like that. My frustration is not with the cancellation or change. It's the irritation of having to go in and edit and change it and stuff. I'm like, ugh.
It sounds to me like you just don't like to use your phone. Because like, it's so simple to just, okay, I'm going to go in there and delete that off my calendar. I do it. It takes like 3 seconds to do.
God.
Like, it's so.
And that's what happened. Like, I think we had changes with my lessons and Bible studies, and then I just haven't updated it since because I got so just like. But I still have the widget staring at me, reminding me.
Right? Yeah,
that's one of the things that's in my head that's like to go update, but I either forget or just haven't or whatever. So it's like, I need to go either update it or delete it. Like, just move on with my life. Yeah.
I think you need to just pray about it, brother. I think you just need to pray for the Lord's help.
What would you say to anybody else struggling with forgetfulness?
Reminders app. There's no reason not to do it. Like, here's the thing. I get what you're saying about the whole, oh, it'll drive me crazy having that there. If you genuinely, like, use it for what it is, it works. Like, you have this piece of equipment in your pocket that can help you not forget things.
Yeah.
And I say this, again, as a forgetful person who is using it and who has, like, it is very essential to me.
Yeah.
So, if you're struggling with forgetting stuff, I would say use the Reminders app.
Well, will Tyler ever remember to do anything? Who knows?
Who knows?
Follow us on social media to find out.
Right.
Links below. Brother, what you got for us?
I have a different topic.
Okay.
Oh, good. It's something I really don't know what I want out of it. I kind of just want to just make you aware.
Okay.
And if you have advice, I'm willing to hear it.
Oh, man.
I want to talk about my shoe predicament.
Okay.
So the problem is, I really want to have nice shoes.
I understand that desire.
I do want to have.
I do.
But I'm limited by my massive feet.
Okay.
I have, in most shoes, I wear a 14 wide.
Wow.
But most of the time, because of my limited selection, I need a 15.
Okay.
So in other words, as Granny would say, I have a great understanding. So here's the thing. When you have feet that are as large as mine, you can't just walk into Walmart
and purchase a pair
of shoes. Go see a pair of shoes you like and be like, you know what? I want those.
Okay.
And then you buy them. What you really have to do is you have to go in, you have to look through the shoes, you have to look at the sizes, see like, oh, that's a 14. Let me grab that box. And you have to just find a couple of options in your size.
Yeah.
And then choose from those. And what's frustrating is sometimes even those won't work because, like I said, I usually need a 14 wide. If I find a 14, sometimes it has been known to be too narrow. Mm-hmm. So my issue is, so say for example, like, because I asked myself, you know, I want nice shoes, but what would I like to wear? So I went on Amazon.
Okay.
And I looked at I just typed in shoes for men.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've looked. So pause real quick. I went on Amazon recently for a pair of shoes, and their size options were like 8 and 15. It was literally like one or the other. I was like,
you can either have this or this, right. Nothing in between.
It literally went like 9. Another one went like 9, 12. And I think that was it as well. I don't know. The options were weird. So I hope you had better luck than I did.
Well, the thing that I wanted to, what I really wanted to find out, because I wasn't really shopping.
Yeah.
I was more so looking at like what catches my eye and I'm like, oh, I like that. I would wear that.
Yeah.
And what I have found is like for casual shoes, I tend to want to wear things that I feel like I would be judged for wearing. Like Jordans.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I see that and I'm like, I'll see like a pair of Jordans and I'm like, I would wear those. Speaking of Nike.
Right. You know, right.
That was
not a sponsor, but right, you could be.
Exactly. And then I'll see them like on other people who are also large. Cause that's another thing. You got to be careful when you have like a large body.
Yeah.
Especially if you're Cody, you have to be careful. Like just cause something looks good to you on you.
I know the struggle.
Like, yeah. When you see a picture of yourself,
Walmart be deceiving.
When you see like someone takes a picture of you at Christmas,
yeah,
you think you look one way, but then you see like how you actually look. You got to be very careful, very mindful.
I feel that.
Of that.
So, how much were these shoes that you saw?
Oh, yeah, they were more expensive than I'm willing to pay.
Let's talk about that number. What is that number? Because here's the thing, I am not finding anything not expensive. But the thing about it is, this is a whole website dedicated to large shoes.
Well, the thing is, it's, you know, like the shoes I have now, I have one pair of just like casual shoes that I wear. Like if we go to Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, I'm wearing these shoes. I think those were like 150,
okay,
something like that.
Yeah.
Sarah found those.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they actually fit. But they were bought using a gift card given to me for, I think, my birthday by our good friend Rusty.
Wow, praise the Lord.
So they were like, I forget exactly how much they were, but like we paid for them, but it was like we didn't really pay for them. So
is that more than what you're willing to pay normal price?
I would pay like,
for a pair of good shoes that fit you that would last.
That would last, I would pay $150.
Okay. Then you're good. There's several websites I've already seen online that are like geared towards bigger size shoes and that have a wide variety of selection.
Yeah.
That would be my option to offer to you. However, I have never purchased shoes online before.
Same. Well, I can't. I really can't. And the reason is, like I mentioned earlier, it may say like, okay, these are 14 wide. Great. But then you get them,
and they fit differently.
And they fit differently.
They should have some. I don't know for sure because I just skimmed a second ago while you were speaking. But they should have some that literally do measurements. I would think, right?
They
would be like arch, yada yada yada,
non-existent.
Like this
I have no arch.
This part, whatever it's called.
I think that's the arch.
Medulla oblongata.
No, that's something else.
Like.
I think that's
however wide that is, because the wide part is usually right here.
Yeah,
correct.
I think so.
I'm sure that they would be like width. Inches?
Well, then you gotta. Well, see, and this is a, I guess a
same way with pants though.
Well, and we'll get to that because my shoe predicament is not limited to my shoes.
Oh no, I understand about that because my waist be wide and my legs be little.
Well, and that's where I'm at. I think that's a Reyes man
thing.
We're just
round.
We're not
we'd be
super egg-shaped. We're not super proportionate. But it's like, okay, with that, I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm not going to sit here and measure my feet and then try to find stuff that matches that online. I would rather just go into a store, try on shoes, and if they fit,
that's
great.
That's not happening.
Well, it's not, it's usually not happening. But the thing is like, I want to find some shoes that I enjoy, but I really don't want to come off as trying to be something that I'm not.
And I understand
what,
that.
And it's like, you know,
I think you can accomplish that.
I feel like I can too, but at what?
At what cost?
At what cost? And not just in money, but in also like time.
I think it
and
would
effort.
Just take outside opinions, like
well, and
a couple outside opinions.
Well, and that couple would literally be Sarah and you, because okay. I don't care as much about like, the opinion of others.
Well, I feel that, but the thing about it is that Sarah, even though we do have some stuff in common. Like food,
inside joke.
We do have differing opinions in some areas, but I feel like it's differing in a way that would be helpful to you to make an educated decision.
This is true. And so let's say, for example, if I got a pair of shoes and Sarah was like, "I really like them," but you were like, "Eh," I would probably still get them,
right?
Because if here's the to me,
you were there to please your wife,
right? Well, the thing is, if I don't want to wear shoes that I know my wife doesn't like.
Right.
I don't want to wear clothes that I know my wife doesn't like.
Yeah.
It's not even a matter. Because, like, if she's behind me in anything,
yeah,
I'm good. Yeah. But if she's not, for whatever reasons, like, I don't even want to have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. You know? So.
However, if there is a certain type of shoe that maybe you both kind of like that I've worn before and be like, look, these shoes fall apart in like a week.
Well, then I'm not interested in those.
Right, exactly.
Because you've got experience with them.
Right.
But
right.
if you're just like, eh.
I just don't like them. Yeah. It don't matter what I like, homie.
Well, it does.
Well, and you know. And
Yeah. I know regard. What you mean. Yeah. We know. You know what I mean. I know what
we
you got mean. You.
We're there.
Right. We're there. We be brethren.
Right, exactly.
So, and like I said, my shoe predicament isn't just limited to shoes. I guess this wouldn't be. It's not just a shoe predicament. It is primarily, but it's really overall just an apparel predicament.
Honest, have you, like, I haven't been to a Big and Tall store before. Have you?
I have.
Okay. Like, what's the situation there?
The situation is...
Like, is there a variety?
No.
Okay. Usually, I figured that would be the case.
Most Big and Tall stores, they have a lot of suits.
Yeah.
But honestly, bro, the problem with Big and Tall stores, in my experience, is they are like, they focus more so on the big.
Yeah.
And not as much on the tall, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
It's really hard.
So I need to go. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, it's really hard for me because like I'll find a shirt. Let's say I find a shirt. Oh, I like that. It fits, mm-hmm. but it's too short.
Yeah.
Or, oh, it's long enough, but it doesn't fit.
Yeah,
that's usually where I'm at. It is very, very hard for me to find a shirt that is like, okay, that fits you, which is why if you do follow us on social media or know us in person or whatever the case may be, you see Cody wearing a lot of the same shirts and because I have a very limited rotation.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot to choose from. And so it's like Sarah will find something. She's like, I found you a shirt. And it's like, oh, I'm very excited about this. I hope it fits.
Yeah.
She gets home with it. It fits. I wear it for the next 4 weekends.
Right.
Because it's like, I finally have a new shirt.
Yeah.
And it's also because, like, during the work week, I have, like, 3 shirts that I just wear to work every day. Like, yeah. They get washed. I mean, they're mine. I can wash them and wear them every day if I want to.
Right.
Which would be great, by the way, like to just have 3 of the very same shirt, almost like a uniform, but like that I
like a cartoon character.
Yeah, something like that.
That'd be great.
That'd be amazing to just not have to worry about what you're going to wear.
Include a pink hat.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's what you do. Part of your brand.
Right.
mine would not, but it would not be, it would be out of respect for you.
Thank you.
To not do that.
Thank you. Copyright.
Exactly.
Trademark.
So it just, that's my predicament is like, because I know there's been times when, I think, if I'm not mistaken, again, with forgetfulness,
yeah.
I think it's even like been acknowledged to Sarah by other people. Like, why does he wear the same shirts?
Yeah.
And it's because, like, my answer to you, whoever you may be, is because I have, like, 3.
Mystery criticizer.
It's like I have, like, 3 shirts. That now, yeah. I will say this. Me and Sarah went through my closet the other day, and I have more shirts that technically fit, but...
Well, here, like, there's casual shirts, there's dress shirts. Like, I only have so many casual shirts, I only have so many dress shirts. And there's certain things that only fit for certain occasions. Like, even right. within my casuals, I have some rayon material shirts that are really thin and flowy, but those are more summertime shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear those in the winter, so that limits my casual number of clothes, you yeah. know? Like, and vice versa. So, it's... Well, you'd think that a big and tall store would have more variety. Like, if somebody went through the trouble... Like, they know, hey, look, normal stores don't have what big and tall folks need. I'm going to create an entire, like, clothing store chain,
yeah,
like, dedicated to this sizing and to this group of people, but then not provide the variety that you yourself were looking for.
I'm sure that there are some somewhere that are amazing. I don't know.
Nowhere in the South, but the ones ironically.
Right, but the ones around here that I have personally been to did not have... What happened? Something fly your eye?
Something got in my eye. It's my own fault.
I have not experienced a great variety. And also, very expensive.
Yeah.
Like, very expensive.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, you're using, quote, unquote, more material. But it's not that much more at the end of the day.
Well, and not only that, like, you go there and they have...
using feet.
And they have ties that are, like, over $100.
Oh, no.
And I don't understand that. My mind.
I don't think I've paid for but like one tie in my entire life.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Because that's not.
And I actually have a tie rack.
Well, praise God.
A lot of them came from people. Like, they would be like, hey, you want these ties?
Donations.
Yeah. And they'd be like, the ugliest ties. I'm like, absolutely.
Of course. Thank you. Might need it one day.
Right.
So, I kind of just wanted to put that out there and just express, like, just kind of verbally process what I. So, I guess if I were to ask myself the question, what do I want?
Yeah.
I just want to look nice.
You do look nice.
Thank you, brother.
At the end of the day, though, I think what it's ultimately going to take is to you to just give it a shot. Like, to give one of those websites a shot or something like that.
Yeah.
To just try something. Because, I mean, the ideal store is not going to fall out of the sky. And if it does, sure. It's going to take, like, 3 years to be built and then eventually be replaced with, like, Halloween spirit store.
Oh, yeah. That was very specific.
Well, it's like, I remember they replaced like the Christian bookstore with a Halloween store.
That's true.
That made me upset.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So,
moving on.
I guess if just know that if you see Cody in
some fresh duds,
and the fresh, and them nice Jordans
it came from online
or whatever, just know that congratulations are in order because I was able to find something. But yeah, that was pretty much it for what I had.
Well, bro, I also found something.
What's that?
I found a new bop.
Oh, did you really? Let's talk about it.
This week on Drop the Bop, I got one for you, and it just released like the other day as of this recording.
Moments ago.
Right. Moments ago. Seconds ago. I have the end. It is called Nothing But You by All Nations Music. I have been going through this album. I found some that I like. I found some that I'm like, okay. But I've just been bumping to this one. And it's the one that's starred on the album. That's the one I went to first.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's usually like their one that they're like promoting.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go for it. And I had a great time.
Well, good.
So, yeah, y'all should check that out. That is going to be on our Instagram story highlights for Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah, those links will be in the description below.
Brother Tyler, I've had a wonderful...
I've had an amazing
A wonderful time. It's a time that I'm sure that I will not soon forget.
Same, hopefully.
But if I do forget, maybe I'll remember when I'm tying up my new shoes.
Yeah.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement, assuming we remember to do so. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter, where you can give us a follow at ThatTablePod, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time, be blessed.
Oh, I forgot.